What are your thoughts on this whole Shedeur Sanders thing? You know, he just recently got drafted,
right,
thankfully. But a lot of people feel like he should have been drafted sooner because he did so well in college compared to the other people that got drafted before him.
Shedeur Sanders is top two quarterbacks in this draft class if you're talking about talent.
Right.
If you look at the tape. The reason why Shedeur was drafted fifth in the fifth round wasn't because of his talent. It was because of the fact of who he is as a man. The fact that he doesn't have to be a part of the farm system, the fact that he doesn't have to play into the politics, the fact that he's already rich, the fact that he's already successful, he already has lineage, he already has a legacy, he already has the things that the NFL wants to provide for young, underprivileged black kids so they can control him.
Right.
Shedeur's harder to control because of the fact that he has a father in his life. If you understand, if you notice in sports, a lot of times the black fathers are demonized.
Yes.
That's because the white men, the powers that be,
mm-hmm,
want to be able to be the daddy to that kid because that's their cash cow. But if you got a father, a strong black man in that kid's ear saying, hey, let's look at that contract.
Right.
Hey, make sure you make what's best, the best decision for you.
Right.
They don't want that.
Yeah.
So Shedeur is that was the biggest form of just buffoonery that I've seen in the NFL in years. But the chip on that young man's shoulder when he gets into the league.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for his opponents when he gets going.
Right.
Because he is going to be a problem.
Yeah, indeed.
He is going to play in this league because there's going to always be a team that's like, man, fuck all that shit. We want to win.
Right.
And as long as they let that boy go, because he's a winner. He's won on every level that he's ever performed at, from HBCUs to, mm-hmm, Colorado. He's turned two programs around.
Right.
You know, simultaneously in the 4 years that he's played. And it's not like it's going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's in him. And, you know, the fact that he was the most accurate quarterback this year, I think he was like the fourth most passing yards, the fourth most touchdowns. And, I mean, like the best under pressure. Like all these, he was a Johnny Unitas Golden Arm winner. So you're telling me that the college football named him the best quarterback in college football and he's drafted in the fifth round?
It's ridiculous. You know something ironic I got from that whole situation? They got rid of Colin Kaepernick because he took a knee.
For sure.
And they forced this man in the fifth round,
right,
because he wasn't on his knees.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a ball.
He wasn't on his knees.
Arm drop.
Begging. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't show that you're prideful in yourself. Right. You know what I'm saying? And knowing, like, having that confidence in yourself. I know, get on your knees. Come to your daddy, like you were saying.
Right.
It's crazy.
The strong black man is intimidating to most other men.
Yeah.
A strong, knowledgeable, well-off black man is intimidating to most men.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at the specimen of he's intelligent, he's strong, he's talented. That's intimidating for a lot of other people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because how can you control that?
Right.
He unchained himself. He's not part of the plantation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That who that jigaboo on that damn nag? His dango walking through here, and he's got damn nigga on a goddamn horse.
Right.
That's what Shedeur looked like. Shedeur looked like Django, goddamn riding the horse on the plantation, and the goddamn plantation owners, a.k.a. the owners, or whatever, looking at like, what is this nigga doing on a horse?
Right.
Right? He got his big-ass chain. He got his own media team. Goddamn it, and his daddy was a free slave, too. So, shit.
Right.
I don't want him infecting our flock.
Right, right.
Because we got all these other niggas in you know,
check.
In a shack. But this nigga could come down here with this free nigga mentality and goddamn infect the other niggas that think they supposed to be free too.
Right.
That's what it's about. It ain't about football.
Right.
It's about control.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, the NFL tried to flex his muscles, but at the end of the day, it's always going to be a team,
mm-hmm,
to be like, fuck that, we want to win.
Right.
And I salute the Cleveland Browns owner because he came down from the owner's box and was like, fuck that, let that nigga on that damn horse come over here. I goddamn people us.
Yeah, yeah.
So I salute him for goddamn making that decision because if you look at the coaches' reaction and their faces when they drafted Shedeur, you could tell that they won't.
yeah. happy about that. He gonna bust Dylan. No disrespect to what's the boy named Dylan. I don't know what the boy was drafted in front of him from Oregon. No disrespect to you, brother. You just rocking a hard place. He gonna bust your ass. And the crowd gonna boo him every time they goddamn let that Oregon boy go up there. Cause we wanna see Shadur.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But somebody up there at higher ups was like, man, fuck that. I wanna win.
Right, right.
And if
right.
this nigga on this goddamn damn nag is gonna take us to the promised land.
Right.
Goddamn it, let's fuck with him.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Man, so you know, I'm up here in your city this weekend. Out here in Atlanta, Georgia, yeah. man. I had a good time at the Black Effect podcast.
Yeah, fuck Charlamagne and them niggas, man. Whoa. Them niggas never invite me, dog. I'm just fucking around.
I thought you were going to be out there. Because you got a lot of movement out
there. Yeah. yeah. So I was actually kind of anticipating you to, like, you know, maybe hit the stage or something like
that. Nah, they never invite me, bro. You know, I was just talking to my partner. There used to be an A&R 1017, my brother Mario. I was just talking to him before I walked in here. And he was like, Nisi, man. You just so blue collar, like you just don't, you don't play the game. I never been the industry game nigga.
Right.
I'm not the guy that's going to sit here and shake hands and kiss and act like I'm cool with niggas.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like when I'm not.
Right.
And not to say that I don't have a problem with them. I'm just not going to sit here and campaign for friends.
Right.
I'm going to let my work speak for itself.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when they invite a brother, I do it. I think my work speaks for itself. I think my numbers speak for themselves. I think my quality of my product speak for itself. And my face card speaks for itself. So whenever they invite me, they will. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time I get snubbed from little shit like that, it always make me hit another level. Because I can remember when...
Have you ever talked to Charlamagne before? You know any of his people?
Of course. Not talk to Charlamagne directly, but everybody's aware of everybody in this industry.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I've known Charlamagne's from Carolina. I came
South Carolina for
yeah,
sure.
I came up in Augusta, Georgia. I was the biggest. Mm-hmm. I was one of the biggest names in Augusta, Georgia. Where I started, Charlamagne was in South Carolina. There's no way he didn't.
Yeah. You know, but here nor there. I mean, it's not like he owes me anything. I'm just
right,
saying,
right.
What I'm saying is.
A lot of times, us want us to kiss ass. I ain't an ass kisser.
Right.
I'm a hard worker.
Okay.
And if my work is not worth getting an invite or getting a situation, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
I work harder.
Right.
But every time that I feel that I should be at a place in a position or a situation and I get quote unquote snubbed, it's always... It doesn't put me in a position of hate or contempt from that person.
Mm-hmm.
It puts another battery in my back.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I remember when Revolt came to Atlanta and picked up 4-5 Podcasts and they didn't call me. That's the month that I went from 5,000 subscribers to 100,000 subscribers. That was the exact month. The month that Revolt came in and got 4-5 Podcasts from Atlanta and they put on Revolt. And they did not call Ugly Money Nietzsche. And I'm at this time, I have a 4,000 square foot media complex I built on my own back with my own money. And I'm like, damn, not me. Oh, I went from 5,000 subscribers to 100,000 subscribers. So I use that as motivation. I need shit like that.
Yeah.
I like to have a chip on my shoulder.
Right.
I'm, you know, with Jordan in The Last Dance, where he would say that he would make up some imaginary or whatever beef to goddamn hype. I'm that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So in my mind, Charlamagne, you don't love me, bro. You don't ever invite me, bro. Y'all share nigga content. Now you don't fuck with me, Charlamagne. It's cool. I got love for you. Moss Point. Goddamn South Carolina, I was right there in Augusta, bro.
Yeah, what, Moss Corner?
I know, yeah, nigga. I know Elgin, my uncle stay out there. Come on, bro. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
bad. I have no contempt for that person. I have all the love and respect for him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
it's a battery in my back. So next year when it come around, you going to ask. And I'm going to make it so loud that you going to ask. Mm-hmm. And I got the opportunity to say no.
Say cut the check, please. It's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, 100%.
Nah, shouts out to them, man.
Yeah, 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 definitely, man. It might be a timing thing. Who knows what it is?
Because oh, no,
I tell. But honestly, when I looked at that panel that was up there, it was really great. But I also feel like you could bring something even more to even with what they got going on. You got a lot of game. You got a lot of knowledge. Those people that was on those stages, they had a lot of game. They had a lot of knowledge. So you guys
run parallel to that.
I ain't the type of nigga that they invite to the Roc Nation brunch. I got this saying in Atlanta, right? I call them the rich buckhead niggas, right? I don't know if you ever seen them. It's the guys, they wear like, you know, metrosexual suits and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they be wearing all the trendy shit. They, you know what I'm saying? They be doing anything. And they always got links in their bios of horses and all this shit. I ain't one of them. Nigga, I got shorts on and a t-shirt. Cause I just had to drop my daughter off or whatever in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? This is real life.
Right.
This is really me. I just ain't that type of, you get what you get. And, right. and everything that I built as Ugly Money Nietzsche has come out of my pocket by me and my team. Like, I ain't had no big partner, no big homie. I ain't had no investor. Mm-hmm. I ain't had no big homies. I ain't had no cosigns. I ain't had none of that, bro. I put the key into the ignition, started the car up, and went, got me some bread and invested in myself so that shit hit different. I ain't never had no goddamn big entity goddamn saying this is the next podcast. I didn't have Revolt. I didn't have Black Effects. I didn't have iHeart. I didn't have none of that.
Right.
I had me.
Right. And black, he's still here.
A black man with a dream.
Yeah.
And wasn't scared to bet on himself. So my shit hit different. You can't compare me to everybody.
Right.
Because everybody didn't build their own shit. I bought my own cameras. I bought my own studio. I bought all my own shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I just want to do shit alone. What I'm saying is you cannot compare me to somebody that didn't put up their own bread.
Right.
When my artist, I put up my own money out of my own pocket. Don't talk to me about a nigga that was using somebody else's money. No disrespect, but it's different.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So when I pay a bill, or when I bust a check down, it's coming from me directly. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, nigga, shit, you know.
Yeah, when you bet on yourself, man, it's a different
side. Man, I love it.
Yeah.
I love betting on myself.
Yeah.
I might spend $1 million on myself this next month just so Charlamagne and them niggas invite me next year.
Yeah.
Cause all my shit is organic right now. I'm gonna start buying some ads. I'm about to be on blogs this next month.
Am I talking too much shit? Okay, I'll be quiet. Hold on, I need to hit the vape. That's what it is, my vape. I'm sorry. Let me hit the vape. I'm addicted to this. I don't smoke weed. I don't drink. But I swear, if this shit go dead, it's gonna be a bad day for me, bro.
Come on now.
On God, bro. I barely drink. I don't smoke no weed. I can't do shit high.
Yeah.
Cause you know I come from the era where we used to smoke reefer.
Mm-hmm.
The shit take 10, 15 minutes to hit, and then you realize you high, you hit it.
Oh,
10, 15 minutes later, I'm high as fuck. This young nigga weed, I call it young nigga weed, you hit that shit, you out.
Dang.
Immediately. I'm like, wait a minute, that shit didn't grow in the back of somebody's yard.
Yeah,
like,
nah, got a point.
You know what I'm saying? I be scared of that. I am 43 years old. Give me some reefer. I can smoke some reefer.
Yeah.
But the droll, the honeycomb, sugar pluffs, the fruity pebbles, Gary Payton, Larry Birds, all these goddamn names. The weed got fur and the weed ain't got no seeds in it, and the bitch goddamn furry and different colors and white purple runts. And I'm scared.
You want no parts of that? You want no parts of that?
Man, it look like cocaine in that weed, bro. I be scared. So when my niggas come with that, I'm like, boy, I'm not smoking that shit with y'all. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So I got this last segment I got. It's called Who You Rocking With. I want to get some of your musical insight. Now, this don't mean you don't like the other. Just mean, okay, my preference, this is who I'm going to hit first on that playlist.
Right.
All right, bet. So who you rocking with? T.I. or Ludacris?
T.I.
All right, bet.
There's a reason why, though.
What's the reason?
The Hottest Boy Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.